the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the net, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Now the boys turn, Axtell and Centralia. From Centralia, final game of the regular season. Axtell, the number three team in the state, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, with their new poll release this afternoon. They're 11-1 in Twin Valley League play, 16-4 on the regular season. As for Centralia, they're 8-3 in TVL play and 12-7 overall. Axtell comes into this one with a six-game winning streak, and they haven't lost a league game since their lone league loss at Clifton Clyde back on January 6th. And they are led by a trio, arguably the best trio in this entire league. I mean, you have Isaac Detweiler averaging 13.4 points per game, 5.1 rebounds, and 3.7 assists. He's shooting 44% from the floor and 23% from beyond the arc. Eli Brockstrom is near 13 points per game at 12.7 a game with 2.9 assists. He shoots 36% from the floor and 34% from beyond the arc. And Brandon Schmelzley, who averages 12.1 points per game, 3.8 boards per game, and shoots 43% from the floor as well. There's a team that averages 57.6 points per game and gives up just 41.5. As a team, they shoot 42.2% from the floor and 27% from beyond the arc. There's a team that can shoot the lights out of the basketball. As for Centralia, they have been playing well as of late. They've won two of their last three. And they're led by Trenton Talley, averaging 13.6 points per game and 5.8 boards, shooting 37.2% from the floor. And their second leading scorer is 9.2 points per game with Reese Tanking. And he averages 5.5 points per game, or rather 5.5 rebounds per game. And that's off of the bench. He's their sixth man. So it should be a fun one here. As Centralia, they are not quite as offensive oriented as they average 51.9 points per game, 45.5 opponents. Points per game, and as of right now, just as mentioned before, the girls game, this game purely meant for bragging rights. That's all that's on the line here tonight, nothing more and nothing less. Take a look at the TVL standings. Axtell cannot win the league, but they can finish second if they win here tonight. Oh, actually, technically, even if they lose here tonight, they finish second place. They're 11-1, a full game back of Clifton Clyde, who wins the TVL for the first time since 2001, as they are a game, actually two games up on Hanover, who is 10-3, and they are done for the season. As for Centralia, they are 8-3. They can tie Blue Valley at 9-3 if they win tonight. But Blue Valley does play at Valley Heights this evening as well, so they would not tie. If they win, excuse me, Centralia wins, and Blue Valley loses, they would force flip-flop, and they would get fourth in the league. And as for the sub-state tournaments, taking a look at the Onega sub-state tournament for Class 1A B1, Centralia will host Moray Dufferin Valley. That will be 7 o'clock on Friday. Centralia, the 3 seed, and MDCB is the 6. As for the 5-4 matchup, number 5 is the Buffaloes of Onega. They are at Bishop Seabury. That will be at actually 6 o'clock, not 7 o'clock on Friday. And another 7 o'clock game is between Donovan West and Troy. Those two teams are playing tonight at Donovan West. So they're going to play tonight, and they play again on Friday. So kind of an interesting development there. And then Burlingame, they have the bye as the number one seed. As for the Axtell sub-state, just two quarterfinal matchups and two byes. One of those byes being from Axtell, the number one seed, the other being Hanover, the two seed. Number three seed is Pike Valley. They'll host number six Wetmore. And number four seed is Kansas School for the Deaf, and they'll play number five Lynn. That will be at 6 o'clock on Friday. That's a look at your sub-state schedule. Let's now step aside for 1 minute. We'll come back. You know what? Actually, before we go to a break, let's go ahead and announce our starters. Then go to a break, and we'll have our national anthem. So we'll start off with your starters here for tonight. First for the Axtell Eagles, number 4, junior, Grady Bussing. Number 10, a sophomore, Eli Brockstrom. Number 12, a senior, Isaac Detweiler. Number 23, a freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. And number 25, a sophomore, Brandon Schmelzley. So it's Bussing, Brockstrom, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Schmelzley. And for Centralia, they'll be number 3, a junior, Maverick Becker. Number 5, a senior, Trenton Talley. Number 15, a senior, Brock Kramer. Number 21, a senior, Marcus Heinen. And number 33, a senior, Brock Reinecke, with it being senior night. Heinen in the starting lineup. We'll see a lot of Paxton Bowers here tonight as well. Expecting to come off the bench, you get a bunch of minutes. but it's Marcus Tynan starting again for senior night. Axtell is head coached by Jason Tynan, and Centralia, their head coach, by Nick Evans, first-year head coach for the Panthers. It's kind of a rocky year for Centralia, and as for Axtell, they have been meeting expectations and superseding them as they win the TBL tournament as the 4 seed. What a year it's been for the Eagles as they win the state tournament for football and trying to do something similar in basketball as well. All right, let's now go ahead and step aside for a quick break as we have Centralia and Axtell coming up here in just a bit with our tip-off coming up in just a couple minutes here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making their own decision.
KMZA.
This is Kirby Schmelbly. Phil Davis.
Axtell in Centralia, here from Centralia. Final game of the regular season. What a game this is. Two of the best teams in the league. Matching up here tonight, number 2 team in the TBL in Axtell. And Centralia is number 5. Again, your starters for Centralia. It'll be Becker, Talley, Kramer, and Heinen, as well as Reineke. For Axtell, it's going to be Bussing, Brockstrom, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Schmelzley. There's the whistle. There's the tip, and we are underway. Axtell boys are going to go with their blue on blues. Girls have their red on reds. Centralia with their home whites. Pass to cutting Schmelzley. Dribble it out to the corner. Give it up for Brockstrom. Stop the key for Detweiler. Now near side wing for Bussing. Shaughnessy gives it right back to Bussing. Brockstrom hands it off. Detweiler looking inside. Can find it. Instead gives it up near side wing. Brockstrom fires away a 3 contested by Talley. No good. And rebound held in by Kramer. They'll bring it up the far side. First possession of the evening for Centralia. Stop the key catch from Matt Becker. The far side for Kramer. Playing across the paint is Heinen, trying to make the catch. So he'll give it to Reineke instead. Comes out from the perimeter. Kramer, back to Becker. Gives it to cutting Heinen, top of the key. Far side, Reineke, working on the perimeter. as this man-to-man defense of Axel. Kramer, two dribbles, stops, gives it to Reinicke, short corner, right middle, gets stripped, and a travel is called for the strip. The turnover by Brock Reinicke. Minute 5 gone in this first quarter, no score. And Axel gets the ball right back. Near side wing catch for Brockstrom. Job the key for Grady Busting. Now to the far side for Brandon Schmelzley. Three ball is good by Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman, straight away. Standing at 5'10". And it's 3-0 Axtell. Tally up ahead. It's a Kramer. Pass to Reinicke. Short corner. Deflected out of there by Detweiler out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. Just like the girls' game, Axel starts off the game with a three-pointer. Lob is up to Heinen. He'll go to work, and he's stripped and fouled. He'll get two free throws. Marcus Heinen, the senior, gets hit on the arm by Brandon Schmelzley, his first team's first. Being the start here on senior night. First free throw on the way. That one's too strong. Senior night festivities going on in between games. For the girls team, they'll be back here in this building on Thursday night, though. And the boys will be here on Friday as well. Second free throw is no good. Rebound called in by Bussing. Axel trying to go quickly here. Detweiler, top of the key, trying to pass to the cutting Schmelzley. He got hit in the head. It was looking for the ball. And it goes out of bounds on the pass, and it'll go to Centralia. It was a good look, but Schmelzley wasn't looking for it. Inbound for Reinicke goes to Kramer. Bounce pass to Reinicke. Now near side to Becker. And the pass for Tally way up and over the senior's head out of bounds. Right back to Axel. So back-to-back turnovers from both teams. 6-10 left, first quarter, 3-0 Axel. Hoping to finish 12-1 in CVL play this season and 17-4 overall. Detweiler gets it to cutting Schmelzley. Short corner catch, far side. Shaughnessy, near side wing. Now for Brockstrom. Is up to Detweiler. Cuts to the near side corner. Bussing is double teamed. He'll kick it out to Shaughnessy. Try another one. This one, air ball, too strong. But a rebound by Bussing. Near side short corner. Kicks it out. Schmelzley will give it a try. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound Heinen. That's for Centralia. They're trying to improve to 13-7 overall. 9-3 in CBL play. Is a drive by Tally. He is fouled by Bussing, and trying to take the charge. Second team foul already for Axtell. 5:34 left to go first quarter. Centralia is still looking for their first points. Tally to inbound. Box formation on the inbound, and now we have a substitution as Reese Tanking, the second leading scorer on the team, and Paxton Bowers will check in for Brock Reinicke and Marcus Heinen, or rather for Brock Kramer, because Heinen will stay in the game here. Tally inbounds it to Heinen. Kick out to Tally for three near side corner. Not a great look. It was short, missing everything. Rebound for Axel. One-handed pass by Detweiler. Schmelzley to cutting Shaughnessy to lay it in far side. And Bussing were both there, but Shaughnessy makes the catch and lays it in. He has all 5 points. And just like the girls' game, all 5 points come from one player. It's a 5-0 Axel lead. 5:12 left to go first quarter. Bowers with the ball trying to get the scoring going for Centralia. This is to Becker, top of the key, now to Tally. Far side wing. Trying to go middle on Detweiler. What a matchup this is. Two leading scorers. Two, arguably the two best athletes in the entire Twin Valley League. Going against each other here tonight. Cutter and making the catch is Heinen from beyond the perimeter. Is Tally. Far side corner. Bounce pass Bowers. Right back to Tally in the corner. Right back to Bowers from the wing. Good man-to-man defense from Axel so far tonight. Haven't allowed a basket yet. Tally gives it to Bowers. Running start, drives baseline underneath the basket. Now comes back to the middle of the paint, kicks it out. Tally tries another contested three. That one's no good, but a rebound by Bowers. Bowers, nice bounce pass to Tanking, wide open to lay it in. Tanking just shy at 10 points per game. Gets the scoring guarded, the scoring going for Centralia. It's 5-2. Detweiler, far side corner with the catch. Pass to the near side wing for Smelsley. Drives, nice dish. Bussing, layup good. A push to the back. Nothing was called, though. Grady Bussing lays it in. The 6'2 junior makes it 7-2 Axel. Axel press, but they get across half court. And they have to go behind. It should be over and back. And Coach Pine is furious. And now a very late call. They do make the call. As the official, I think, was experiencing some lag, maybe, a gaming term. I hate to use that term, but it's about as fitting as you can get it. As now, for Axel, it'll be Grant Bussing, the junior checking into the ball game for the first time. Also, Landon Schmidt, freshman. Gives it to Detweiler on the cut. We'll hand it off. Schmelzy hands it back. Rosterman, sophomore from the top of the key. Gives it up. Schmelzy trying to give it to Detweiler. Pass is outstretched right hand and out of bounds. Turnover to Centralia. Brock Kramer back in the game for the Panthers. We'll check in for Matt Becker. Another press brought on by Axel. To Tally, to Tanking. Pass deflected by Schmelzy. Gets a steal, layup, good. And Brandon Schmelzy with his first basket of the game, is now 9-2 Axel. Now another steal by Schmelzy and another score. Trying to inbound it to Bowers. And he took it away. And four quick points within about 5 seconds. It's 11-2 Axel. Timeout called by Coach Evans with 3:19 left to go in the first quarter. Let's take a 60-second break here at 92.1 KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzy, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787. 5787.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the break, Centralia committed another turnover on the press. Bowers was bringing up the near sideline, and he got bumped. Nothing was called, and they just gave the ball to Axel. I'm not quite sure about that call. Here's Grant Bussing, gives it up to Landon Schmidt. That's the far side wing to Brockstrom as Axel gets the ball out of the turnover. A drive that Wilder, nice dish to Schmelzy, but it pops out of his hands. It'll go to the Panthers. 11-2 Axel lead with 3:02 left to go in the first quarter. A quick 4 points in the span of about 5 seconds for Brandon Schmelzy off of a couple turnovers right before the break. There's the inbound Tally, middle of the court, bringing across half court against, again, Axel's press. Is it to Tanking, cutting, he slips, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Last touched by Brockstrom of Centralia. Coach Evans calls out the play on the inbound. Tally, the inbounder. Trying to find somebody. Give it to Brock Reineke, but he turns it over. On the other way, Detweiler keeps it himself and lay it up and in. Just not expecting something like this to happen in this game. Centralia, I don't know what is happening with the Panthers right now. They're just not playing very smart basketball right now. As three from his thinking is good right out of the break. Needing that one bad. He has all five. Centralia points at 13-5. Again, Axel looking to play with pace. Drive by Detweiler, kicks it out, and Brockstrom tries one. Far side wing, and it is good! Eli Brockstrom with a tray at 16 points already in the quarter with 2:23 to go. And now the official had to stop the play. The ball got away, and that allows Matt Becker to check in. He'll come in for East Tank. They're going to pull Tanking out of the game after having such a strong start. Matt Becker in trouble, double team, pass deflected, and out of bounds, it'll go back to Centralia. But again, Axel almost with another steal in this press. It's just continuing to cause so much havoc to this Panthers offense. Just struggling to get it across half court right now. Inbound, baseball pass to Bowers, near side corner. Lob it up for Tally across half court, and they got numbers. Tally dribbles baseline, bounce pass to Reineke, and now Axel catches up. Reineke in trouble now. Give it up to Becker. Stop the key now to Tally. And Tally will call the play. We finally operate the half-court offense here with 2 minutes to go for a score, trailing 16-5. Bowers, pass far side to Reinicke. Already five different scores for the Eagles. Pitcher pass from Becker and a shove in the back against Axel. Now go against Isaac Detweiler, his first and team foul number three. Centralia has yet to commit a personal foul. Tally the inbound to Kramer, now to Becker. Screen set up for Tally in the corner near side, but Schmelzig was all over it. So I'll have to give it up to Becker. Now to Bowers from the far side. To Kramer, now 90 seconds left in the quarter. Reinicke, far side corner for Bowers. Drives baseline, past Bussing, lays it up and in. Right take. This team operates so well when Paxton Bowers gets going. And now quickly, Brockstrom tries another three. That one is good. Eli Brockstrom now with six, couple of threes. It's 19-7-0. Turnover, steal. They have Goller. Schmidt, the freshman, took it over and laid up and in by Schmelzley. His third layup off a turnover. Looking to push out of the press to Centralia to get across half court. Pass is stolen. Slipped out of the hands of Kramer in transition. It's stolen right back, though, by Matt Becker. 54 seconds left, high pace. First quarter is 21-7. We have a football score here. And so now we have a blocking foul on a Paxton Bowers drive. As I'll get Landon Schmitz with the personal. Both teams, fantastic football squads this year. Centralia, that defense was just unbelievable. And as for that Axel offense, they were putting up gaudy numbers. They were scoring over 100 points per 48 minutes of play. Here's the inbound. Tally, kick it out, three ball on the way. That one's up the left side, no good for Kramer, for tanking. In transition, three on one, nice pass. And Schmelzy missed the layup. Now going the other way, Matt Becker, three on one fast break. It was the right side, and missed miscommunication on the fast break, missed layup going the other way. Here's three ball by Broxton. We're going to test his luck. That was a little bit short, just up in the air. Blues picked up by tanking. And 20 seconds still left somehow this first quarter. Drive by tanking middle, gets past the defender, shut up no good. Detweiler fast break the other way, 13 seconds left. Three on two, dish, shut up Brockstrom and high at the glass, and good. He has eight already. 5 seconds left, Tally on the inbound to Bowers. 3 seconds left to tanking, long three, just shy of half court. It's short, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. 23 points for Axel in that first quarter. They lead 23-7. We'll get to the second quarter in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMVA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
23 points for Axel in that first quarter. They lead 23-7. Go to the second. And what a game it has been so far. Very fast-paced action. Already 8 points for Eli Brockstrom and six for Brandon Schmelzley. Now we have a pushing foul going against Axel right out of the chute. Also 5 points for Colin Shaughnessy as well. And for Centralia, 5 points for Reese Tinking and two for Paxton Bowers. And with two scores for Centralia that quarter. Meanwhile, Axel had five with Detweiler and Grady Bussing getting a 2-point basket each. Inbound for Tally underneath the basket. He'll go half court, and Schmitz, Shark with blood in the water, is trying to pick that one off, but it couldn't get to it. Tanking with the catch beyond half court, and now almost got poked free, and he gives it up. Kramer gives it to Heinen, right back to Kramer. Dribbles far side, stops the short corner, Hands off to Talley, drives baseline, reverse layup is good. Well done by Trent Talley. His first basket of the game, and he didn't get going quickly. Now 23-9. Axel again playing with a head of steam. That while they're running into the paint, he's fouled on the floor. And that'll be the first team foul against Centralia of the game. Meanwhile, Axel already has five. That'll be a blocking foul against Becker. Schmitz will exit. Brandon Schmelzley will check back in. What a game he's had so far. 6 points, all on points off turnovers. Inbound is to him at the midcourt circle. Detweiler, near side wing. Brockstrom to the corner for Schmelzley. Screen for Shaughnessy to get him open. He'll try his three. No good. Hit by Detweiler, and it'll be foul against him going the other way. That's going to be the second personal foul against Detweiler. Team foul number six. Looking like he's going to stay in the game for the meantime with 7:13 to go in the second quarter. Risky move by head coach Jason Tynan. And the Axel press not quite as aggressive this time around. Talley almost to turn it over, and now Saban is tanking. Tanking throws it blindly to Tynan, but he can't make the layup. He rips it away, though, and he's fouled going up. Shaughnessy had it ripped away. That was a senior just ripping away from a freshman. And that will be the first personal against Shaughnessy, team foul number seven. So free throws the rest of the way in the remaining 6 minutes and 57 seconds. First free throw for Heinen is no good. He's now 0 for 3 from the free throw line here on senior night. Just would love to see one go through. 23-9, your score. Favor of Axtell. Beating at Centralia. That one is good, so he's 1 for 4. Makes that one his first point of the night. Now 23-10. Axtell looking for their first points of this quarter. Broxman's going to try 3. Too strong this time for the near side wing. Rebound by Kramer. Settling for threes now is Axtell after a red-hot first quarter. Talley in the corner. Tanking drives. Stops the corner. Kick out. Three ball. Becker too strong. Offensive rebound. Heinen, he's blocked but he's fouled. And two more free throws from Marcus Heinen. That one's going to go against Grant Busing, the 6'1 junior. Team foul number 8. Again, just 2-1 foul against Centralia. First one's no good. Off the right part of the rim, falling to the left side. Paxton Bowers, Brock Reinicke checking in for Matt Becker and Brock Kramer. Actually leaving Isaac Detweiler in the game with two personal fouls. 6:38 left to go, second quarter. With the team up 23-10. Second free throw is good. So Heinen now with a pair of free throw makes. 2 for 6. It's 23-11. For Oxterman, to Schmelzley, to Detweiler. Head fake, lob inside. Grant Wilson goes to work. He's fouled and one! Big time basket for the junior forward, and Grant Busing, good timing for his first basket of the night. That foul, that was credited to. Try to finish off this and one. It'll go to Marcus Heinen. Free throw is short and right, but an offensive rebound by Schmelzley. Didn't box him out. Kick out Detweiler, far side wing. Give it to Brockstrom. Back to Detweiler, fires away the three far side wing, and rattles out. It was halfway down and just rimming out of there. Some unfriendly rolls so far for both teams. Thinking to Bowers, to Talley, right back to Bowers, far side. To the near side now for Reinicke. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, 25-11 Axel. Number 3 team in the state trying to get a win on the road against a higher classification team. Reinicke near side corner, dribbles to the middle. He kicks it out of there. Far side corner, Talley. Jab step, near side, he'll lob it inside. Reinicke goes to work against Detweiler. Spin to the inside, no foul, gets the second shot, and he lays it up and in on the second chance. And time not going to be called by Coach Evans of Centralia. So we'll step aside as well. 25-13 Axel with the lead, 5:36 left to go in quarter number 2. This will be a 30-second timeout here at 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Gansaland Radio.
25-13, Axtell leading on the road at Centralia. 5:30 left to go, second quarter, and they have the ball. Rocksterman gives it far side wing, Grant Bussing, who hands it off to Schmelzley in the corner. Gives up his dribble, cross-court pass near side to Detwiler, just inside three-point line, kicks it out of there. Shaughnessy, now Rocksterman, near side corner, Schmelzley. Good ball movement, but better man-to-man defense so far from Centralia. Now a blocking foul as Brock Reinicke trips him up. His first, team's third. Clock stops at 5:15 now left to go, and Detwiler to inbound. Low formation, gives it to Schmelzley, catches it near side wing to Bussing. Screens it up for Detwiler, who drives, and sees a pass to the basket, and no good off the dribble. Loose, popped up in the air, rebound by Reinicke, and Detwiler shaking up maybe a little bit. Nope, hopefully he's fine, A little slow to get up. Bowers drives middle, kicks, tanking. Corner, three, tally, good! Much needed three by Trent Talley, back to a 9-point game. 25-16, less than five to go, second quarter. Needed that one badly. Sensing the shift of momentum in this quarter. Pull up jumper, Schmelzley, middle of the paint is good. Nice response. Schmelzley now with eight. Trelli has outscored Axel 9-4 in this quarter. Heinen, far side wing catch, give it to Talley, top of the key. Man over-anticipated with Schmelzley. Drives and kicks. Tanking. Heinen's going to try three from the top of the key. It's off the left side. No good. And out of bounds. They'll go to Axtell. Coach Evans looks like he's okay with that shot from Heinen. You can tell he's not a guy who shoots that a lot. But, you know, every once in a while, you see a wide open three. Might as well pull. It was a good look, as mentioned. Just didn't quite get it to fall. 27-16 Axtell leading at Centralia. 4:12 left to go, second quarter. Near side wing catch for Schmelzley. Nice pass inside to Bussing. Makes one dribble, but kicks it out of there. Rockstrom into Detwiler. Back to Schmelzley inside, who cut across the paint. He's bumped behind. Enemy team foul number four against Trelia. And personal foul number two against Brock Reinicke. Brock Kramer, Matt Becker checking back in for the Panthers and for Heinen and Reinicke. So the bigs are swapped out for a couple of guards. So they're going small here. Bowers, Tanking, Kramer, Talley, and Becker. Inbound. Near side corner, Brockstrom for three. Good! Another one for Eli Brockstrom. That's his third three of the game. He has 11, and it's 30-16. What a response by the Eagles. After their offense had been experiencing a little bit of a lull. Today, crossway to catch Becker. He's fouled by Eli Brockstrom. That'll be team foul number nine, so he'll be shooting 1-1. As that will be his first personal. Oh, and Shaughnessy coming to check in for Axtell. And he will come in for Grant Bussing. So now the Eagles going a little bit smaller as well, taking out one of their bigs for a guard as well. 3:47 left to go, second quarter. 30-16, 1-1 coming for Matt Becker. Front end on the way, too strong. Did love the release on that one, and rebounded by Brandon Schmelzley. Has up ahead to Brockstrom, and he'll fire another three. That one a little bit short. Rebound Detwiler underneath the basket, lays it up and in. And Detwiler, not a great night for him offensively, but he has 4 points, four big ones, and they have now doubled up the Panthers. It's 32-16. Bounce pass for Tanking a little bit low, but he holds it in somehow, lays it up, and offensive foul is called. I don't know how that's the case. He just went up for a shot. He didn't really have a bunch of momentum. He just caught it, went up, and they called an offensive foul. That'll be the first against Tanking, the fifth team foul. I don't believe that call. So Axtell with the ball after that offensive foul against Reese Tanking. Turnaround jumper no good by Schmelzley. Rebound Tanking. Keeping himself with 3:10 left to go second quarter. Tanking to the near side wing for Bowers. Now top of the key catch for Becker. Jabsek left, goes to his right. Hand off Bowers. In the paint, spins. Fires far side and knocks it home off the backboard. Nice touch by Paxton Bowers. Love to get him going some more. He has four now. It's 32-18. And now another three by Broxman. That's short. And Bowers almost carried it. They're going to say he had his hand on top of the ball. Tally three, far side. And it rims around, goes around the rim. 360 pops out of there. Axel in transition. Dellweiler, three, just to the left of the top of the key. No good. Tipped up in the air. Rebound tanking. As the pace of play continues, offensive rebound. Broxman lays it up and in. Actually, he gets it to Felty, lays it up and in. Contrelia had the rebound, but he poked it free. Broxman poked it free. And a nice find for Brandon Schmelzley, who has five field goal makes, all layups. He has 10. It's 34-18. Axel, jump stop by Kramer. Far side elbow, kick out to Kramer. Excuse me, to Tanking, and off the backboard, rolling around the rim, and in for three for Reese Tanking. He has eight. And it's 34-21 as the highest scoring action continues here in Centralia. So down for a bit, but it's picked back up again. Nice deflection out of there by Tanking on an end pass to Schmelzley. He does get the ball high post. Nice cut by Detweiler, who's foul going up for two. So Brock Kramer picks up his first personal, team foul number six. Detweiler, one of the best free throw shooters in the league, shooting 75%. First free throw is good. Evan Blissing checking into the game for the first time tonight. I think Detweiler, Axel, would love to get him going, too. He's got 5 points, the league scorer, averaging 13 a game. A little bit below that in terms of pace. That's the second free throw, no good. It's losing the floor. Picked up by Landon Schmidt, so Axel. Detweiler gets it back. He gets it to Broxman. Far side wing, Schmidt. Hands it back. Broxman. Rides right side, and Becker. Stopped. 15 feet away from the basket. Gives it back to Detweiler. Near side wing catch for Shaughnessy, and he stuttered his feet. It's going to be a travel. Marcus Heinen back in the game for Centralia, in for Matt Becker. And Grant Busting back in the game for Axtell, in for Colin Shaughnessy. 1:26 left to go, second quarter. 35-21 Axtell. Centralia trying to play catch up here. Baxter. Excuse me. Kind of mixed the names up. Paxton Bowers. He gets up to Heinen. Inside pass to Tanking, kicks it out. Bowers for three, far side corner, a little too strong. Trying to fight for his own rebound, and he gets it. He'll drive baseline, and he's fouled on the floor. But that'll be two free throws either way, because that's team foul number 10 against Axel. That's going to go against Grant Busing. That is his second. First Eagle with two personal fouls, the other being Isaac Detweiler. He's done a good job of not fouling, as he got that second foul with about 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Front end of the double bonus is short by Bowers. And Schmelzley will check in for Landon Schmidt. There's a lot of missed free throws here. Four from Marcus Heinen, now one from Paxton Bowers here. Missed opportunities in a game where Axtell has been scoring at such a high rate trying to play catch-up. Got to have these free ones. That one's no good as well. Ball loose, but picked up by Heinen. Layup good. Gets around Bussing. And Heinen with his first field goal of the game. He has four now after a couple of free throw makes. All alone to Schmelzley for three. A little bit short. Rebound Heinen. And what a job he's done on senior night. He got the start. Bowers up ahead to Tally. He's had a rough night so far. He misses the layup. Trying to go off the backboard, and he missed the backboard. Going the other way. Now looking to push his Axtell. Nice touch pass. Detweiler, no good. Clean up by Schmelzley is no good. And a rebound by Kramer. Now both teams missing some layups here. Kramer held that pass to Bowers. 35 seconds left. Down by 12. Bowers, top of the key catch. Kramer driving left side, in the lane. Shut up, blocked from behind, but fouled by Schmelzley. Now Centralia with a little bit of momentum. 28 seconds left. As the 11th team foul. A couple more free throws coming up. First free throw on the way, no good. Off the left side of the rim. More missed free throws from Centralia, needing to make those. Schmitz and Shaughnessy coming in for Grant Busing and Evan Busing. Second free throw coming up for Kramer. Trying to get back in this one down, 35-23. Second one on the way, good. Kramer makes that one. It's his first point of the game for the senior. So while they're across half court, defended by Becker, it's up to Schmelz, or rather Broxman. out of Schmitz, far side corner for Schmelzley. To Shaughnessy, to the wing, and a whistle, and an offensive foul. No, excuse me, it looked like an offensive foul call from the official. Instead, it's a 30-second timeout from Coach Tynan. We're going to keep it here, 14.8 seconds left. Some more final scores to get to you. Well, I had him up for a second. There we go. Riverside shocks Nemaha Central, and again, that really doesn't mean much. 34-30. Final score, Nemaha Central has already clinched the number one seed in their sub-state and the league title. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. Actually, ACCHS is now the number one seed in that sub-state. That's a bit of a shocker there. Oh, wait. No, wait, the ACCHS and Riverside are 2A. I beg your pardon. I had that mixed up. Nemaha Central is 3A. Again, Riverside wins at Nemaha Central 34-30. Hiawatha wins at Sabetha 44-40. And ACCHS wins at Jefferson County North 55-32. Holton wins at Perry the Compton 45-30. So those are some of your scores from 2 and 3A here tonight. Big 7 at NEKL. Nice pass it while they're to Schmelzley. He's fouled going up. With 9.3 seconds left out of the timeout. Also, K-State, they win at home against Baylor 70-60. So the Wildcats, after losing 6 of the last 7 in conference play, they went back-to-back games against top 15 opponents. That's just life in the Big 12. Free throw for Schmelzley is good. That puts the Cats at 9-6 in Big 12 play, 21-7 overall. They now leapfrog Baylor in the Big 12 standings. They are now in third place behind Texas and Kansas. Texas and Iowa State playing tonight. If Texas can win, they are back to being tied in first place with KU in the Big 12 at 11-4. That free throw is good for Schmelzley. He goes 2-for-2. I mean, I could just talk the rest of the broadcast about the Big 12 basketball, but I am not going to do that. 8 seconds left for Centralia. Down by 13. 5 seconds. Tally, far side wing. 3. At the buzzer, no good. And then it's how the first half comes to a close. 37-24, Axel with the lead on the road. And we'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up here in just a bit here on your Game of the Week, 92.1 KMCA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
37-24, Axtell with a lead on the road. At Centralia, take a look at your halftime stats now. Lead the way in scoring for the Panthers. Excuse me, with 8 points is Reese Tanking at 5 of those in the first quarter. 5 points for Centralia, leading scorer Trenton Talley, leading scorer for the season, that is. And 4 points apiece for Marcus Heinen and Paxton Bowers. 2 points for Brock Reinicke and a free throw for Brock Kramer. As for Axel, leading the way in scoring with 12 is Brandon Schmelzley, the sophomore, who had 6 in both quarters. 11 points for Eli Brockstrom and 8 of those in the first quarter. 5 apiece for Isaac Detweiler and Colin Shaughnessy, and 2 points apiece for Grant Bussing and Grady Bussing. Well, it was a very fun, fast-paced, high-scoring first half. And, I mean, again, 23 points in the first half for through the first quarter for Axel. 8 of those from Brockstrom and 6 for Smelsley. It was the press from the Eagles that really caused Trilly a lot of headaches. Turned the ball over a lot. He got some easy baskets, and he made some threes as well. The game was really sped up, and Axel plays that fast game a lot better than Australia does, what we've found out here so far tonight. So we'll step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back and take a look at the sub-state standings once again and take a look at the TVL standings as well here on your Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
37-24, our score with Centralia trailing at home against Axel. Let's take a look at the sub-state quarterfinal schedule already set for this Friday. First off, in this building, number 3, Centralia, in Class 1A D1 Onega sub-state tournament. The Panthers will be hosting Bradenton Valley, number 6 seed. Number 5, Onega, will be at Bishop Seabury. That'll be 6 o'clock on Friday. The rest of the games are at 7. Number 2, Troy, will host number 7, Donovan West, with Burlingame getting the bye. And as for Axtell, they have a bye as well as the number 1 seed in their own sub-state, Class 182. Hanover gets a bye as well as the 2 seed. Number 3, Pike Valley, will host number 6, Wetmore. And number 4, Olathe Kansas School for the Deaf, will host number 5, Lynn. That will also be at 6 o'clock. And then the semifinals will resume at their respective locations on Friday with the championship game on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Mentioned that Axtell is the number 3 team in the state. Well, they are only behind Northern Valley, who's number 2, and Greeley County, who's number 1. They are the only team in the state to have 2 losses or fewer. They have just the 1 loss. 19-1 is Greeley County this year. Hanover is right behind Axtell. They are 16-5, number 4 in the state. Behind them, Pawnee Heights, Lebo, Stafford, Shaylin, South Central, and St. John's Tipton all rounding out the top 10. Let's step aside for 90 seconds, and we'll come back with our second half here on our Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
37-24, we are underway with our third quarter. Half number 2 from Centralia. Entry pass, Schmelsley from Detweiler, shot up no good off the glass. Rebound for Heinen. Heinen, Reinecke, Talley, Kramer, and Becker in for Centralia. And for Axtell, it'll be Bussing, Schmelsley, Detweiler. Who else we got? Shaughnessy and Brockstrom. Now turnover, back the other way. 3-on-2 for Axtell, runner for Bussing. No good, a little too strong. And that teardrop shot, the rebound by Kramer. Back-to-back misses so far from Axtell. Becker to Reinecke, top of the key, pass the near side wing for Talley. Right back to Reinecke, calls out the play. Running the point, how about Brock Reinecke? Still a grin on his face, defended by Isaac Detweiler. There's the Kramer. Back to Reinecke, far side wing, comes towards the middle here. He'll drive and hand it off. Talley, excuse me. Becker gives it to Talley. Stops. Now let's kick it out. Kramer jump stop. Stops a short corner, kicks it out to Reinecke from the wing, and he'll hand it back to Becker. Unproductive first 90 seconds of this quarter for both teams. They're both scoreless. Tynan has the ball over his head, now Reinecke with it. Holding it with his left hand. Coach Evans telling his team to move. Becker back to Talley, top of the key. Talley is signaling for Kramer to come get it. Now he drives. Left side, pass Schmelzlin, nice dish. Reinecke off the glass is good. Reinecke with the first basket of the half. He has 4. It's 37-26. Need a fast start to the third quarter to get back into the game. Still a 4-possession lead for the Eagles. Bussing hands it off into the corner. Pass down low, shut up. Off the mark for Grady Bussing, the junior. Rebound by Trenton Talley. Far side corner, Becker. Jab step, gives it back to Talley. Far side wing. Cross court pass near side to Kramer. In it back. Reineke thought about the three, instead gives it up to Talley. Top of the key. Goes to his right. Hands it off. Heinen now near side Reineke. Good defense from Axel so far. Hand it back. Talley, three from the top of the key. A little bit short. No good, but offensive rebound by Heinen. His left is strong. Kramer's there. He'll lay it in. Kramer with his first field goal. He has three. It's 37-28. Down to a three-possession game. Smallest the deficit has been for them in a very long time. Here's a three. Shaughnessy trying to respond, and he buries it. Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman. He now has eight. It's 40-28. Axel trying to shut that run down right away. Talley has a lane to drive if he wants it, and they'll kick it out to Becker. Now right back to Talley. Roscoe pass far side to Kramer. Trying to respond to the response. Driving middle. Hands it off. Reineke from the elbow. Spins the inside. Shot off the glass. Still good. And Detweiler's fouled on the rebound. First foul of the half from either team. I'll go against Reineke. That is his third. Tanking and Bowers will check in. Come in for Reineke and Becker. 4:51 left to play third quarter. 40-28 favor of Axel. Detweiler gives it to Broxman. Pass for Schmelzley, deflected by Talley. Out of bounds. Going to save last touch by Schmelzley. It'll go to Centralia, and Coach Tynan and Brandon Schmelzley not happy with the call. And understandably so, it looks to me like it was last touched by Centralia. They're going to give the ball to the Panthers. And down to Bowers. Cross half court. Axel not really bringing on the press here. Drives left. Gets to the block, spins to the middle, hands it off. Heinen. He'll dish it out. Kramer tries to drive baseline. He's stopped by Detweiler. Now to Bowers. From the near side corner, gives up his dribble. Bounce pass, gives it to the wing to Kramer. No drive baseline. Gets bumped by Detweiler. Shut up. Off the glass and good. But Kramer, nice start for him for the Panthers. It's now 40-30. Halfway through this third quarter. Near side corner, Buffing. Gives it to Schmelzley. Jabs that middle, goes to his right. Is it Detweiler? Middle, drive, shut up, no good, gets his own miss. Second try off the glass is good, falling to the floor. And Isaac Detweiler now with seven. Right back to a 12-point lead for Axel. Kramer with the catch near side corner. Talley, top of the key. Goes right, blows by Schmelzley, pull up jumper, is good, nice touch. And timeout called by Coach Evans of Centralia. 42-32 our score, 30-second break here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
42-32. Axel leading at Centralia with 3:32 left to go, quarter number three. And we got some moisture on the floor. Looks like it has been taken care of, and we are ready to go. Busing, make a grand busing in the game for Axel. So is Landon Schmitz. I'll give it to Schmitz, far side wing. The freshman gives it to Busing. Near side wing catch for Detweiler. Top of the key. Broxton wants to drive, but he can't find a lane, so he'll dish it out to Detweiler. Grant Busing from the free throw line gives it out to Schmitz, far side wing. To the cutting, Broxton, top of the key to Detweiler. Near side wing. Good defense from Centralia so far. Nice dish inside of Grant Busing. In the arm, and one! And Tanking reached in, and that's who they'll get for the foul. That'll be his second. And Busing now has four. He's got some moves inside. Been able to display them off a few times. Free throw no good. It tips up in the air on the rebound. It'll go to Centralia. 44-32, 3:05 left to go third quarter. Matt Becker wanted to check in, but a little bit too late, so we'll have to wait for the next dead ball. Heinen, far side of wing. Cross-court pass near side to Kramer. Drives baseline, gets bumped by Detweiler. Gets it out of there, tanking. Cross-court pass, far side to Bowers. Catch on the run to the middle. Pick it out. Tanking for three. Near side of wing is good. Tanking now with 11. At least it's even scoring. Detweiler from the top of the key thought about it and still holds on to it, giving him a ton of cushion as Paxton Bowers. Schmelzley far side to Detweiler. He drives and gives up to Bussing, and he stuffed it short, but he's hit in the arm, and they'll get him for some free throws here. That will be the second against Marcus Heinen. Free throw formed from Grant Bussing kind of reminds me of Cole Aldrich back in the day at Kansas. Takes it way above his head and almost like a catapult, and that one goes through. Aldrich playing the NBA for the Oklahoma City Thunder for a brief period. He also wore number 45, just like Bussing does. Second free throw. That one rattles out, no good. And unlike Aldrich, Grant Bussing with a nice head of hair. Aldrich did not have any hair for majority of his playing career. Near side corner. Kick it out. Tanking their... Steve Talley thought about the three. Right baseline by Heinen. Tough position. He throws up off the window. No good. Good defense by Bussing. Going the other way. Detweiler. Underhand pass. Grossman for three. No good from the corner. But an offensive foul will go against Bussing on the rebound. That'll be his third. And the first team foul of the half. First team. Grady Bussing will check in for his brother here. With 1:49 to play in the third. Axel now being told to press here. Inbound off the foot of Schmelzley, but it finds the hands of Bowers. Double team. Pass near side of tanking. Talley makes the catch middle of the floor. He threw it onto the ground, trying to dribble it ahead of himself, and he almost turned it over. He goes out of bounds, and it'll say the last touch by Axel. Talley to inbound. Near side corner. Three for Becker. Short. Rebound Detweiler. On the run. This pass up ahead to Schmitz, and a left-handed layup from the freshman is short. Might have been blocked. Becker tracked him down. Couldn't really tell from this angle. The score stays 45-35 Axel, the 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Tanking dribbles to the middle, pass near side, deflected out of bounds by Schmelzley, trying to find Talley. They'll stay with the Panthers. Inbound to Becker. Talley. Bowers drives baseline. Blocking foul as Schmitz trying to get the charging call. Doesn't get it. Reminder that coming up on Thursday, we'll have a broadcast of Onega and Centralia girls quarterfinal substate matchup. That'll be right here in Centralia, 7 o'clock on KMZA. Inbound goes to Tanking. He'll pull up. Mid-range jumper 15. Footer is good. From the near side, short corner, Reese Tanking is having himself a ball game. He has 13. He's keeping a minute. It's a 8-point deficit now. It's 45-37. 1 minute to go, in the third quarter. Detweiler pass, no good. It's all over the place. It somehow finds the hands of Grady Bussing, and he lays it up and in. That's a huge break for Axel. Corner catch, Becker to Bowers, and now top of the key for Talley. He's going to drive. Pass Schmelzley. Layup off the glass is good. It wasn't really a layup. It was more like a mid-range jumper falling away using the glass. And he now has 9. It's 47-39. Schmitz from just inside the three-point line makes the catch on the run. Hands it off Schmelzley. Kick out to Brockstrom cutting to Detweiler. He'll drive and whistle and one. Heinen tried to take the charge, didn't get the call. It'll be his third personal, team foul number 4. And Detweiler gets it to go off the glass. Detweiler down with with 9 points, with 16.8 seconds left. Chance to finish off this 3-point play and get their point total to 50 here. Free throw on the way is good. 50-38. 3-point play completed by the senior Isaac Detweiler. Leading score for the Eagles. And now a blocking foul is going to be called as Bowers is bringing up the far side. Coach Tynan again not happy. He says that Schmitz pushed off. So for him, that will be his third personal foul. Going the other way, lost it. Bushing lost it on the floor. And they're going to call a foul on Bushing. So Schmitz had his third personal foul before it got to half court. Bushing now picks up his second. And that brings the team foul total up to four with 10.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. 38-39 is the score on earlier. Tally to inbound. Inbound deflected, finds the hands of Tanking in the corner near side, and a whistle, and a double dribble is a call. He is Tanking. I don't know if I saw that, but official makes that call. So with 7.2 seconds left, Axel trying to get one more shot to expand their lead for the fourth quarter. Got that with 5 seconds. Dribbles to the near side corner with three, gives it up, and Roxman doesn't get a shot off. 50-39 is our score. We have rather 8 minutes left to go in this one. Step aside for 60 seconds here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelsley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelsley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
We go to the fourth quarter. Axel leads Centralia on the road 50-39. Panthers have the ball out of the break, and we are back underway. Panthers are led in scoring by Reese Taking. He has 13. He's the only player with double-digit scoring. Tally has been held to 9 points here tonight so far. A nice drive by Kramer. He lays it up and in and gets fouled. Kramer now has 7. He had 4 points last quarter. In for Axel, 12 points for Schmelsley, 11 for Brockstrom, and 10 for Detweiler. That foul going against Brockstrom, that is going to be his second personal, team foul number 5 against the Eagles. And he does complete the 3-point play after missing some free throws earlier on in the game. And it's back to an 8-point deficit for Centralia. Far side wing catch for Shaughnessy. Lob it inside. Schmelsley high post. Grant Bussing now near side wing catch for Isaac Detweiler. Head fake. Cutting around off a screen. Schmelsley near side block. Shot up no good. Good defense by the Panthers to get the rebound. Reineke is going to bring it up. He's going to drive. He gets stripped. And it'll stay with the Panthers. No, they're going to say it's out of bounds off the thigh of Reineke. Reineke not seeming to dispute it. Now Axel quickly moving ahead. Here's Bussing with the catch. The near side wing for Schmelzlitz. Excuse me, for Detweiler. Coming off his screen is Shaughnessy. He doesn't make the catch. Unable to gain separation, so it gives it to Brockstrom, the far side wing. And a good job by Becker to break that play up. They maintain possession, though. Jab step Brockstrom gets by his man, gets bumped, nothing called. Lends hands to Bussing, and he's fouled from behind. And there wasn't really that much contact on that play. So some officiating has been not great here the past two plays. Now, Nick Evans wanting an explanation. It's been pretty good for the most part tonight. First free throw for Grant Bussing is good. Now two for five from the free throw line. Trying to make it a double-digit lead once again with a free throw here. No good. 51-42. 6:53 to go. Centralia trying to eat into this deficit. Renicki, near side wing with a catch, dribbles towards the middle, and they'll set up the play. Signaling for Kramer to come get the ball, and he does so. Top of the key for Heinen with it. Sally comes across the middle, can't get it to him, so gives it to Becker. Becker to Kramer, far side corner. He'll drive and hand it off to Becker. Becker driving baseline, he stops the short corner underneath the basket. Renicki gets past the defender, drives in the lane, shut up, and a blocking foul is called, the shot is no good. And Renicki will get some free throws, I believe. It looks like he will. That foul is going to go against Shaughnessy, his third, again trying to take that charge. That'll be the 16th foul. First free throw for the left-handed forward for Centralia is off the left side, no good. Excuse me, and coming back in for Axel is Brady Bussing, the junior. He'll come in for Grant Bussing. And Matt Becker will come to the bench with Paxton Bowers checking in. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, though, by Tanking. And he'll kick it out. So 0 for 2 on the free throws, but they have a chance. Now is a nice cut across the paint. And Tanking makes a catch and lay it in as Tally finds him in the paint. Beautiful catch and shot. And Tanking now is 15. And the lead is cut to 7. Post catch from Grant Bussing. Excuse me, for Grady Bussing, and Tanking reached in, so he picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third, team foul number 6. Both teams will now be in the single bonus with 16 fouls apiece. 6:08 left to go, 51-44 our score. Detweiler, the inbound. Gives it to Brockstrom, and mid-range jumper is no good. Loose on the rebound, still loose, and a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Tynan. Yeah, I don't know if he had full possession of it, but they'll give him the timeout. Coach Evans not disputing it. So 6:01 left to get
your journey.
More flexibility in how you attend
State College. Schedule a tour at Peru.
51 with 16 fouls apiece. And it will be Centralia ball out of the break. A chance to make it a 2-possession game for the first time since the first quarter. Reminder that it was Axel taking a 23-7 lead after the first quarter, thanks to 8 points by Brockstrom and 6 by Brandon Schmelsley, as they were really pressing him and giving him a lot of headaches. And then correction, by the way, is actually Axel with the ball out of the break. Nice find for Grady Bussing, and he lays it in on the inbound. They needed that badly. Grady Bussing with 6, and it's 53-44. They can still make it a 2-possession game with a basket here. Here's side wing catch for Tally, lob inside for Tanking. Top of the key for Kramer. Drives left. Jump stop, and he traveled. Because it wasn't really a jump stop, it was more of a 1-2, and he'd already taken his first step, so 3 steps. And Axel will get the ball out of the turnover. Up by 9. Far side corner catch for Shaughnessy. The Grand Busting right back to Shaughnessy. Schmelsley top of the key. Centralia man-to-man defense. Rocksman passes to a cutting Detweiler, falling away, shot up no good, tipped, and loose, and picked up by Tally. He's going to try to push. Doesn't have numbers. He'll drive all the way to the basket. He's fouled and one. Sally hasn't had his best day, but he comes up clutch here. He now has 11. He fouled number 7. As that one goes against Schmelsley, that is his third personal foul. Free throw is it clanked off the iron. It pretty much came to a standstill and just rolled, flopped right into the basket. So he has 12 now. It's 53-47. One of the most awkward-looking free throws I've ever seen. Detweiler. Pass is stolen by Tally. He'll lay it up, and too strong. It's no good. Too much adrenaline from the senior rebound by Detweiler. Thought about the 3. Instead of hold on to it, give it to Brockstrom. Near side wing for Shaughnessy. To Bussing. Yeah, while they're near side wing, defended by Bowers. Here to a cutting Schmelsley, a layup and in. Slashing in the paint, making the catch. Finishing with the left hand, Schmelsley now with 14. He leads the way in scoring. Just their second field goal make of this quarter for Axel. They have just 5 points in the fourth frame. 55-47, 4.5 to go. Bowers trying to find Reinicke, posting up on Bussing, spinning to the outside, shut up, off the glass, and in. Tough move. He got bumped quite a bit. Nothing was called. Reinicke now with 6. in the lead for Axel is down to 6. 4:10 left to go. Detweiler, far side corner, gives it to cutting Grant Busing, and he's bumped by tanking. They'll get him with his 4th personal foul. First player for either team to have 4. And team foul number 7, still Busing with 2 free throws, or rather, one free throw is coming up. Brady Busing with 6 points. Just made that nice basket on the inbound catch right before, or excuse me, right after this catch, after this break, excuse me. As Busing will come to the bench. And so will Kramer. So it'll be Becker, Bowers, Talley, Heinen, and Reinicke in for Centralia. Turn into the 1-1 is no good. Rebound by Reinicke. And he'll slow it up and give it to Bowers. So we're going to cross half court. Halfway through this fourth quarter, now 4 minutes to go. Talley comes and catches it. Then your side wing goes to the middle, jump stop, off the glass, and in! Trim Talley coming alive here in the fourth quarter. He has 14, and it's a 4-point ball game. Here we go in Centralia. Here's Schmitz. Pass almost threw it away. Broxman near side wing. Cutting across to Detweiler in the paint. And he'll bring it out of there. Retreating to the free throw line. He'll kick it out to Schmelzley. 3.5 to go. Far side wing catch for Schmitz. Into the corner. Schmelzley off the dribble. Gives it to Grady Busing. He gets up his dribble to Schmelzley. Schmelzley defended by Reinicke. Hands it off. Detweiler got pushed a little bit by Becker. Nothing called. Schmelzley. Pass fake to the near side corner. Back to the freshman Schmitz. Baseball pass on her hand. Quickly around the corner to the far side to Brockstrom. And now a push against Becker. They get him this time against Detweiler. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with 3:02 left to go in the fourth quarter. That'll be his third and team foul number 8. 7 fouls committed against Axel as well. So again, this is 1-1. For the 75% free throw shooter, Isaac Detweiler, the senior. It's no good. Off the back iron. Tipped up and loose and picked up by Schmelzley. Heinen had it, but he lost it. We'll get another possession up by 4. Catch by Detweiler. Far side block. Kick it out. Roxman between the legs dribble. Back to Detweiler. Start about the 3. Nice jab set. Oh, it's too nice to be traveled. 2:51 left to go. Chance to make this a 1-possession game and a timeout call by Coach Heinen of Axel. 55-51, 2:51 to go. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here in your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
55-51. Centralia down by 4 with the basketball with 2:51 left to play. And the lead is as small as it's been since early in the first quarter. This Axel jumped out to a 23-7 lead after the first quarter. Talley catch near side wing to Reinicke, top of the key. The far side to Bowers. Bowers gets a screen from Heinen, goes to his left. Nice jump stops, and he had to throw it up. He lost control of it. It's loose, and out of bounds, it'll go to Axel. Last touch by Heinen. He couldn't haul it in the corner. I think Bowers was wanting a foul. He didn't get it. So 2.5 left. Axel with the ball. Busing. Brockstrom to Detweiler. Now to Schmitz. Top of the key, defended by Bowers. Hands it off. And now a foul against Reinicke as he pushes after the handoff to Brent Schmelzley, who will get 1-1 free throws coming up here. Is that a team foul number 9 committed by Centralia? Brock Kramer to check into the game here. And he will check in for Reinicke. 2:16 remaining. Getting high fives and applause from his teammates here. Front end is no good. Rebound by Talley of Australia. Bowers gives it to Kramer, near side corner. Drives baseline. He bumps Detweiler. Nothing is called, and he lays it up and in. Detweiler tried to take a charge. And Kramer now with 5 in the quarter, 10 on the game. It is a one-point game, 55-53. Timeout called by Coach Evans. Step aside for 60 seconds here on your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
5:53, 1:54 left to play. Here is Schmelzley, brother Broxman with it. Gives it to Shaughnessy. Far side wing to Schmidt. And a whistle and a foul on the floor will go against Maverick Becker. He bumped into Eli Broxman, so he'll get two free throws as that puts them into the double bonus. That is personal foul number 4 against Becker. Tanking and Reinicke also have 4 fouls for Centralia. Meanwhile, no player with Axtell has 4 personal fouls. The first free throw on the way for Brockstrom. No good off the right side. And the sophomore unable to make this a 2-possession game once again. And Brady Busing back in the game. The junior will check in for Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman for the Eagles. Second free throw for Broxman on the way, and that one is no good as well. Hit by Detweiler. What they're going to say was last touch out of bounds by Centralia. Hyman is just flabbergasted at that call. Kramer wasn't happy. He said something to the official as well. Nothing too crazy, but just going to say a word or two to him. Reese Tanking will check in for Matt Becker here. Lob it up for Schmelzley on the inbound. 55-53, Axel. Cut to Detweiler, nice look down low, and the shot missed by Schmidt, the freshman, and this is an open layup. Centralia could tie or take the lead here. Tanking with the corner to Bowers. Kramer near side. Now dribble, hand it off to Tanking. 1:27 to go. Bowers from the wing, jab step middle. It'll go that way. It's past the defender, and a whistle and a foul on the floor, so free throws are coming up. They'll shoot a 1-1. That one will go against Brandon Schmelzley, and that is his 4th. Schmelzley leads the team in scoring with 14 as of right now, and Brock Reinicke with 4 fouls will check back into the game. Will come in for Brock Kramer. Meanwhile, Landon Schmitz will check out after that missed layup, and Schmelzley staying in the game here. Front end of the 1-1. For Bowers on the way. Good. Bowers with his first point since the second quarter. He has 5. And Matt Becker now will check back into the game. He'll come in for Reese Tanking. They're playing offense for defense with Becker playing defense and Tanking playing offense here. Second one for Bowers. This one's a tie. No good off the right side. Rebound for Brandon Schmelzley. So it stays 55-54, 1:17 to play. He'll hand it off. Detweiler far side to Brockstrom. Give it back to Schmelzley. Defended by Bowers. Goes to his right. Now gives up to his left to Brockstrom. Detweiler far side wing defended by Bowers. Got the key catch for Schmelzley. 1 minute to play. Detweiler from the wing gives it back to Brockstrom. Good defense from Centralia and the man-to-man. Hands it off far side wing to Detweiler. 50 seconds. Schmelzley bumps into Reinicke. Nothing calls. He falls to the floor. Loose ball on the miss. And a whistle and a foul going the other way. That one's going to go against Grady Wussing. That is going to be his third, team foul number 9. So 1-1 free throws coming up again for Paxton Bowers. Made the first one, missed the second one last time. Just needs this front end here to tie the game with 47.1 seconds left. And that was actually number 4 against Bussing. On the way, short, no good. Rebound Schmelzley. So it stays 55-54. Both teams will be in the double bonus now. Detweiler, defended by Bowers. It's up to Brockman, working from about 30 feet away from the basket. It's up to Shaughnessy from inside the half-court circle. 30 seconds. Gives up to Schmelzley, and now they'll finally foul with Bowers fouling him near the out-of-bounds line from the wing on the near side with 28.8 seconds left as Bowers will pick up his only his first personal, but team foul number 11, as they, as mentioned, are already in the double bonus. Big free throws here for the sophomore, Brandon Schmelzley. First one's on the way. Good. three times off the rim, and the sophomore gets the ball. You know, it's 15. 3 points here in the fourth quarter. He had that big first half with 12. Didn't have any points in the third quarter. Zarnicki will exit. Back in the game is Reese Tanking. 56-54, Axel. This to make it a three-point game once again. No good. Rebound, Hayden of Centralia. Once again, Kintyre take the lead with 23 seconds left. Bowers near side. Trying to get it inside to Hayden, and Coach Evans will call a full timeout. It's set aside for 60 seconds here in a game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Australia with the ball down by 2, 56-54, 19.8 seconds left. Near side wing out of bounds. We have it to Tally, near side corner. Inside wide open. It's tied, and he lays it up and in, and it's tied. And now a whistle. A timeout called by Coach Tynan. 56-56. Marcus Tynan with his first field goal since the second quarter. He now has 6. 12.1 seconds left for the Eagles to try and win it in regulation. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
56-56 with 12.1 seconds left. Axel will have the ball out of the break. It was a Marcus Heinen basket to tie the game for the first time since early in the first quarter. Axel jumped on Centralia early in the game. They outscored them 23-7 in the first quarter. All right, so here we go. Inbounder is Grady Bussing. Give this to Detweiler. Detweiler's got 10. First dribble goes to his right. He's got 6. He stops. Pulls up. 13-footer off the left side. No good. 3 seconds. Offensive rebound. Smelsley from the win. No good. And we are going to overtime. Only 4 points. Make it 6 points the entire quarter for Axel. And Centralia puts up 17 to send this thing into overtime. unbelievable. We'll go ahead and keep it here. So for Axtell, we got 6 for Grady Bussing, 11 for Eli Brockschman. He hasn't scored since the second quarter. 10 points for Isaac Detweiler, 8 for Colin Shaughnessy, 15 for Brandon Schmelzley, and 6 for Grant Bussing. As for Axtell, we got 14 for Trenton Talley. I'm tallying these up, pun intended, as we go along here. 15 for Reese Tanking now. He had a big-time second half here. 10 points for Brock Kramer, including 5 in the fourth quarter. 6 for Marcus Heinen. Also 5 for Paxton Bowers. And 6 for Brock Reinicke. What a game here. 4 more minutes. Here we go. Axtell and Centralia. 32 minutes. Never enough whenever I do these games. And we are underway. Axtell with the first possession of OT. Nice backdoor cut for Schmitz, and he's fouled as Schmelzley found him cutting in the middle of the paint, and that's free throws for the Eagles. That one's going to go against Talley. That's only his first personal foul. First free throw is no good off the right side for the freshman. Freshman has not scored yet tonight. Now the officials are coming together. 3:48 left to go. There's only 12 seconds came off the clock. Not quite sure what that get-together was about. Nothing changes, and we're ready for the second free throw from the 5'8 freshman of Axtell, Landon Schmitz. On the way. Good. Big time for his first point. And it's 57-56, Axtell. Talley brings it up. Gives it to Reinicke. Gives it to Heinen, cutting off a screen. Beyond the arc, makes the catch. Kramer from the near side wing, lob inside from the block. Reinicke. Off the glass and good. Brock Reinicke now with 8. It is 58-57 Centralia, their first lead since early in the first quarter. Grady Bussing gives it to Brockstrom. Through cutting Detweiler, near side elbow, kicks it out. Brockstrom drives middle. Stops, gives it up to Schmitz. Thought it was a travel. Take his pivot foot, dragged a little bit. 3 ball, no good by Brockstrom, but a rebound by Detweiler. Off the miss, runner, good. Detweiler with ice in his veins, knocking down that nice little shot with a little head fake to get his defender in the air. And he put it up and in, 59-58 Axtell. 2:53 to go here in overtime. Pass take by Becker, give it to Reinicke. To Kramer from the far side wing. To Heinen. Pass take to Becker once again. Give it near side corner to Reinicke. Doubles it once. Now brings it to the middle of the floor, and they'll call the play. Here's Heinen. Give it to Talley. Talley looks on, give it to Reinicke. Reinicke, near side corner. In trouble, hands it off to Kramer. 2:15 now left to go here in overtime. 59-58 Axtell, and Kramer stepped on the line, driving baseline. Turnover to Axtell. Paxton Bowers, Reese Tanking checking in for Centralia, and Colin Shaughnessy checking in for Axtell. It'll be Heinen and Becker checking out for Centralia, and Schmitz checking out for Axtell. So 2:10 left to go in overtime, 59-58 Axtell. Eagles with the basketball. Brockstrom into the corner for Schmelzley. Lob down low, Bussing just puts it up, no good, and a whistle and a foul against Axtell on the rebound. And that is going to be team foul number 10, so two free throws are coming up as that foul goes against Grady Bussing, and that is it for his day. He has just fouled out. So his brother will check in for him, Grant Bussing. Two free throws coming up for Reese Tanking. Brendan Schmelzley for Axtell also has 4 personal fouls. For Centralia, Matt Becker, Reese Tanking, and Brock Reinicke all have 4 personal fouls. First free throw for Tanking is good. And this game is tied back up as Reese Hanking now with 16 points, with 158 left to go here in overtime. One more coming. On the way, and no good. Tipped in the air. Kramer couldn't hold on to it, and it's held down by Detweiler. Detweiler has it. Pass fake to the near side. Gives it up to Schmelzley. He'll hand it off to Brockstrom. Far side to Grant Musick. From the wing, gives it to Brockstrom. Top of the key with 142 to go. 59-59. Schmelzley pulls up, 13-footer off the dribble, no good, tipped up in the air, loose in the corner. Kramer saves it, but his foot was out of bounds. He'll save the Axel. It's honestly probably for better that that happened for Centralia. Because he throw it back into play, Axel has it. It's 5-on-4 because he's falling out of bounds. 1:30 now left. Nice lob down low from Brockstrom, but it's taken away by Reese Hanking. What a play. Robbing Schmelzley in the pass. Centralia has a chance to retake the lead. Here's Bowers with it from the midcourt circle. To Kramer, far side wing. To Talley, three ball from the top of the key. No good, too strong in the air, and a foul against Kramer as Grant Bussing holds down the rebound. And Kramer picks up just his second personal, but free throws are coming up for the 6'1 junior forward from Axel, Grant Bussing. He is 2-for-6 from the free throw line so far today. 108 remaining here in overtime. 59 all. First one on the way. Good. Axel back in front. He's got 7 now. Landon Schmidt looks like he's going to be coming in for the shooter. Second one on the way for Bussing, and there'll be a lane violation against Axel. So that free throws didn't go in either way, but it's 60-59. So Schmidt does check in for Grant Bussing. Again, 108 left to play, 60-59. Axel with the lead here in Centralia in overtime. Bowers brings it up. Goes to the far side. Kicks it to Kramer. Goes middle. The senior jump stops. Puts it up, 12-footer off the backboard, no good, tip in the air, loose, and a foul against Centralia on the rebound, as Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman, hauls it down. And again, it's going to go against Kramer. That is his third, with 54.8 seconds left, two more free throws coming this time for the freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy with 8 points in regulation. 5 of those in the first quarter. First one on the way. No good. At the left side, going to the right. It's rather going to be a 1 point lead or a 2 point lead for Axel after this free throw. Again, with 54.8 seconds left in overtime. Second one's on the way. Good. Nothing but nylon there. And substitutions. Heinen, Tanking are back in the game for Centralia. And Bussing, Grant Bussing, will check in for Shaughnessy. 61-59, tallied inbound, and we're back underway. Bowers to bring it up, not doing the press. It's worked really well in the first quarter. Haven't really done it since then. Hand off to Tally, drive, middle, splits double team, and he's fouled going up. And that one's going to go against Brandon Schmelzley, and his day is done. Oh, wait, no, my foul tally was off, so that's actually his fourth. Apologies. First free throw for Tally is good. Tally now with 15 points. He had 5 in the fourth quarter. This one to tie. Too strong, no good. Rebound Schmelzley. 61-60 Axel, 44 seconds left. He'll give it to Detweiler. Give it up to Brockstrom. Far side to Grant Bussing. He can just hold on to the ball. They need a foul. Schmelzley come out to the perimeter to take the catch. Brockstrom now with it, and now a whistle. And an official with a timeout. And it'll be a warning against Coach Evans of Centralia. Just a warning, no technical foul. With 29.6 seconds left, and you could hear a pin drop as soon as that whistle went off. So Axel will have to inbound it here from the near side at half court. They will get it in to Brockstrom, and that was a little too easy. Now they will foul him with Heinen doing the dirty work. Marcus Heinen commits his fourth personal foul. Two threes are coming up for Eli Brockstrom. He hasn't made any free throws today. First free throw on the way. Short. He short-armed it. 27.4 seconds left. 61-60, Axel with the lead. And coming to the scorer's desk is Grant Buffing and Brock Reinicke. That one is good. 62-60. Now the score after Brockstrom goes 1-for-2. And Brockstrom with his first point since the second quarter. He has 12. Bowers to bring it up. Again, 27.4 seconds left here in overtime. Axel leads it 62-60. Reinicke with the catch. Gives it up. Kramer, far side of wing. Pass fake. Puts it on the floor. Driving kick. Reinicke drives baseline. Spins to the middle. Kick it out. Kramer. Kramer drives middle. And a whistle and a travel. He ran into Landon Schmidt. He stayed. Hands up. And he got the call. Fantastic defense by the freshman, Landon Schmitz. And with 10.3 seconds left, Axel gets the ball back, and they're going to have to make some more free throws here. Inbounded at Wilder. They need to foul. They're not fouling. 7 seconds left. Now they will with 6.3. And was that Becker committed the foul? It is, and that is his fifth foul. He is done. Unfortunately, it was a rough night for Becker offensively. He went scoreless. So two free throws coming up for Isaac Detweiler. Hasn't made a free throw since the third quarter. Free throw on the way is good. That's the big one right there, 63-60. So you make this. It's now a two-possession lead with 6 seconds left, 6.3 to be exact. Here we go. Can he make the big one? The other big one. It is good. 64-60. 5 seconds left. Bowers going to try a three with 2 seconds, and it is out of bounds. The clock is zero, and that's the game. Axel wins it on the road. They outscore Centralia 8-4 in overtime. We'll take a break. We'll crown our player to bank on and wrap this one up here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score in overtime, Axtell at last Centralia, 64-60. Jared Slubby back with you for one last time. Let's take a look at our individual scores. First for the Panthers, leading the way was Reese Tanking, who had himself a very nice second half. He had 9 points in the second half and in overtime. 15 points, beg your pardon. Yes, yeah, I did have that right. 15 points for... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That 16 points was Reese Tankings. 15 points for Trenton Talley. 10 points for Brock Kramer. 8 points for Brock Reinicke. And 6 points for Marcus Heinen and 5 for Paxton Bowers. Matt Becker, he played, he didn't score and he fouled out of the game in overtime. As for Axtell, leading the way in scoring was Brandon Schmelsley. He had 15. 14 points for Isaac Detwiler, including 4 in overtime, including the overtime's lone field goal for Axtell. Also 12 for Eli Brockstrom, 9 for Colin Shaughnessy, 7 for Grant Bussing, 6 for Grady Bussing, and a free throw for Landon Schmitz in overtime. Now time to crown your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, and even though he didn't score the most points in the game, got to give it to Isaac Detwiler. His leadership and his ability to score 4 points in overtime is why I give him the player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, and he had 14 points for those in overtime, had the little runner, and then made the 2 free throws to put the game out of reach at the very end. So he is our player to bank on, once again, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. 64-60, your final score. Axel wins it in Centralia in overtime. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio once again for holding down the fort. Yet another another overtime game here on KMZA. And another reminder that on Thursday, the Centralia girls are back here at home for the sub-state quarterfinals as they host Onega. Thank you so much for everyone for listening. Have a great rest of your night. This has been your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.